Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
This program, of course, is a production of the University of Illinois. Here, the way the numbers changed on the weekly trade, the March contract from Friday to Friday in the corn pit was up 4.5 cents at $4.34, the high at 434 and three quarters, the low at 427. The monthly posted a hook up 12 cents higher. December contract at $4.50, up 0.5 cent in the new crop, but down 0.25 cent for the month. Soybeans at $12.93 on their top, the bottom for the week at $12.60. A settlement price down 2 cents Friday to Friday on the change at $12.82 and three quarters, down 9 3/4 for the month. November beans at $11.45, finished 4 3/4 lower for the week, down 30 0.5 cents on the month. And bean meal at $4.26.10 was up 40 cents for the week, $9.10 for the month. March bean oil down $1.49 for the month and up a dime for the week at $37.64. Soft red winter wheat finished the March contract at $5.55 3/4, down 9.5 cents for the week, 49.5 for the month. July futures at $5.61 1/2 are down 15.5 for the week, and the change for the month down 55 1/4. April live cattle finished at $140.42 1/2, up 32.5 on the week and $5.12 1/2 for the month. March feeder cattle settled $169.42 1/2 for the week, up 55 cents and $2.02 1/2 for the month, and the lean hogs finished the April contract at $94.80, 77.5 cents higher for the week, and posted an outside up month at $4.12 1/2 higher. Now here's the weather forecast with meteorologist Ed Kieser.
This week, one South American weather problem was alleviated while another one appears to be unfolding. Last week, we mentioned an increased chance of showers and thunderstorms in Argentina starting the middle of this week, and that has happened. The spell of hot and dry weather prevalent through the middle of January is over. And the forecast calls for frequent bouts of rain in the coming 10 days. In fact, flooding may become an issue in a few areas across northern and central Argentina. While the rain is coming late for some corn, it is coming in time to help soybeans and other late planted crops. The bottom line is the deterioration due to hot and dry weather has ended in Argentina. The wet weather pattern will also benefit far southern Brazil, namely Rio Grande do Sul and Santa Catarina, and neighboring Paraguay. But farther north, hot and dry weather is likely to be taking center stage in terms of South American weather. An unusually large and strong ridge of high pressure is building into center west and southeast Brazil and is expected to remain through at least the first 10 days of February. That will lead to a long stretch of unseasonably hot and dry weather. Initially, dryness will benefit maturing early planted crops and planting of second season corn. But this pattern will stress any crops now in the vegetative and reproductive stages and all newly planted second season crops. States most impacted will be Goiás, Minas Gerais, Bahia, and Sao Paulo. Mato Grosso, Mato Grosso do Sul, and Paraná will also likely be drier than desired, but are close enough to the edge of the high pressure ridge to occasionally receive showers and thunderstorms. It will be essential for rain to materialize over this area by mid-February, or second season crop losses could be large. Dryness in Brazil will become the South American focus until rain arrives.
Our thanks to meteorologist Ed Kieser. I'm Todd Gleason. This has been Illinois Public Media.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.